Iyo tutazi umurimo w'umusaraba,
when we are not aware of the work of the cross,
hari ibyo duhomba.
There are certain things that we miss out.
Hari igihe umwuka wera ashobora kutwigishiriza.
There are times when the Holy Spirit can teach us personally.
Kuko bakijijwe bose aya masomo siko bahita bayawumva.
Because all those who are born again cannot understand all these teachings immediately.
Kuko umwuka wazuye Yesu mu bapfuye.
Because the Spirit that resurrected Jesus from the dead,
yatuye muri twebwe,
when he dwells in us,
tumukinguriye,
when we open our doors to him,
arakora,
he works,
aratwigisha,
and he teaches us,
azana ibisubizo by'umusaraba,
and he brings answers from the cross,
utari wanamenya naho byanditse,
before even knowing where it is written in
ubuzima bwo kuzuka kwa Kristo bugakora,
and the life of Jesus' resurrection starts to work.
Ni byiza kumenya uko byifashe.
It is good that you know you are aware of that.
Bamwe batekereza ko umusaraba utakivugwa.
Some think that the cross, we should not continue to talk about it.
Kukuremereye.
Because it is heavy.
Kuko bisa n'ibintu bya teolojia ndende.
Because it appears to be very theological.
Kuko bidashyushye ngo bihite bizana ibisubizo.
Because does not warm us up and bring answers immediately.
Ako ndagira ngo nkubwire.
But I want to tell you.
Umbabarire mu izina rya Yesu.
Bear with me in the name of Jesus.
Utega amatwi.
Listen, please listen.
Bishobora kuremera ubyumva.
It may be heavy as you listen to this.
Ariko biracukura cyane muri wowe.
But it will go deep in you.
Bifite ubuzima bushora cyane muri wowe.
It has life that goes deep in you.
Kuko gukira bizanwa no kumva.
Because healing comes by hearing.
Umugisha ushakuzanwa no kumva.
And the blessing you are expecting for comes from hearing.
Ibintu byose wifuza kumana ubundi bigomba kuza binyuza.
All the things that you are expecting from God should bikajya
mu mutima
and then come in your heart.
Ukabyemera
and then accept
them.
And once you believe in them,
bigatangira gusohora.
And then they start to produce.
Hallelujah.
To bear fruits.
Icyumweru cya mbere rero,
so the first week
twavuze,
we talked about
ukuntu umusaraba wa Yesu Kristo ari wo centre y'ubukristo.
We saw that the cross is the core of Christianity.
Niryo shingiro ry'ubukristo.
It is the core of Christianity.
Niho bituruka iby'ubukristo bwawe.
It is the source of all your Christianity.
Ni ukubera umusaraba.
Just because of the cross.
Umusaraba utari igiti.
A cross which is not just a piece of
wood. Ndavuga umurimo wo kumusaraba.
But I'm talking about what was done on the cross.
Twabonye ko kamere twavanye ku muntu wa mbere witwa Adamu yapfiriye kumusaraba.
We realize that the carnal nature that we inherited from Adam died on the cross.
Twabonye ko kamere igutwaza igitugu yagutwazaga igitugu yagukoreshaga ibyo udashaka yarangiranye n'igikorwa cya Yesu ku musaraba.
We realize that the carnal nature which was oppressing you, it was nailed down on the cross.
Hallelujah. Naho twagarukiye icyo gihe.
And that's where we stopped then.
Umugaragu w'Imana wakurikiye.
And then the servant of God who preached next.
Ubutumwa bwe burimo imbaraga z'amaraso.
His message was carrying the power of the blood.
Ubutumwa bwe burimo icyo hungukira wowe.
And his message was showing the benefit for you.
Kandi bukakwerekaje nawe ukuntu hariya niho byarangiriye natwe niho twavukiye.
And it showed us that it ended on the cross, and actually that is where our life started from. So the carnal nature ended on the cross, and that's where your life started from. So when you're talking about your life, you should not go beyond the cross. And that is why the word of God says, he who is in Christ, the old is gone. So since then, everything became new. There is an old man who died. Now there's a new man who entered. Even though from outside people may think that you are still the same person. Even though they may continue to see that you have a dark skin or light skin. But the authority and power in you has changed.
Amen. Waje gutura uwa mbere wari utuye wawe yaragiye.
So the one who used to dwell inside you departed.
Boss wakokipaga wagutwazaga igitugu yaragiye.
The one who was oppressing you went away.
Hajundi.
But there's a new person who came in.
Ibyo rero ntabwo bigombera kubishushanya hano n'ukubyakira.
So we don't need to illustrate this here. What is required is for you to receive it.
Dusome.
So let's read.
Abaroma 12.
We're going to read in Romans chapter 12 from verse 1 to 2.
Umusaraba.
The cross.
Ibyabaye ku musaraba kuri bamwe n'ubupfu.
What happened on the cross for some is foolishness.
Ariko kubizera Yesu ni imbaraga.
But for those who believe in Christ, it is power.
Nuko bene data. Iriya nuko muyiceho agakatondaza kuyigarukaho. Nuko bene data. Ndabinginga kubw'imbabazi z'Imana ngo mutange imibiri yanyu ibi bitambo bizima byera bishimwa n'Imana ari byo kuyikorera kwanyu gukwiriye. Kandi ntimwishushanye n'abiki gihe, ahubwo muhinduke rwose mugize imitima mishya, kugira ngo uwo mutima mushya ugutere kumenya neza iby'Imana ishaka, ari byo byiza bishimwa kandi bitunganye rwose Imana ishima.
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable sacrifice. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Paulo yandikiye abiroma.
Paul was writing to the Romans.
Iriya nuko rero iravuga ngo dumaze kureba ibyo turangije nuko rero.
So now this is a continuation where he says, I beseech you therefore.
Therefore. Nukuvuga ngo tumaze kumva kuva kuri chapitre ya mbere y'Abaroma kugeza kuri 11 ibigiye gukurikira iri jambo rikurikira riraza guhagarara kuva kuri chapitre 1 kugera kuri chapitre ya 11 ndaje mbabwira igihari.
So now he was going to talk about the next thing from the first chapter up to the 11th chapter. That's why he used the word therefore.
Ati dukurikije imbabazi mwahawe muri Yesu Kristo.
Based on the mercies that you received from Jesus Christ. Because there's mercy that you received from Jesus Christ and which was revealed. So how did the mercies work? So Jesus came and decided to carry your sin, your carnal nature, and your will. All that he decided to kill them so that he was risen. And he justified you before God. And the same mercy shows that you have been justified. And you are not only justified, but he also reconciled you with God through faith. Now you are a friend of God. Now, because God's mercies, he enabled you to come to God's house. Now you are accounted among those who are members of God's house. And the mercies of God continued because you are a child of God. You are among those you prayed for. We saw this. He was risen and seated to the right side of the Father and he intercedes for you. He's there interceding for you. Now because of that you are a victor. You are a victor. You are a victor because of that. You are a victor because of that. So the mercies of God that Paul is talking to Romans, so they are talking about the work that Jesus did for the sinners from 1st chapter to 11th chapter of the book of
Romans.
And he's saying, therefore, if you accept that, now because you accept that, because Jesus dwells in you, now because you are expecting for the coming of Jesus, and all those who are like that, are the ones who have hope to have eternal life.
Hallelujah.
Amen. They have joy. And they are expecting for the coming of Jesus. If that's the case. But those are those who are saved. Not those who are saved. So let's agree.
uba mu nzu y'Imana wese ntiyakijijwe.
Everyone who comes to the house of God is not saved.
Turiho turavuga uwemeye amaraso ya Yesu yuko yayamumenekeye akababazwa n'ibyaha by'agahamagara Yesu.
So we are talking about the one who accepted that Jesus shed his blood for him
Paul
and was
grieved
by his sins and we welcomed him. So Paul told the
Romans,
if you know that that's what happened, your life, it should be built on that. So your Christianity should be built on that revelation. Your Christianity should be built on that foundation. Because you accept the mercies that you receive. Because you accept the grace that you receive. So the foundation of your life should be laid on that place. Now, if it is laid in that place, so this is what Paul was asking the Romans and you and I. So the mercies that you receive should lead you to worship God. The mercies that you receive from God should not enable you to continue to be the same way. So the new life that you have received in you, it does not just come and be inactive. And that is why, therefore offer your body. Offer your body. Offer your body as a living sacrifice and acceptable, which is your worship and reasonable
songs.
When we talk about worshiping, but worshiping, it is worship. It is to love.
Are
deeds of love. Because you are triggered by your love for God. And Paul said, I beseech you. Let's stop from saying this. So Paul had the right to do this because otherwise he could have considered it as a command. Because it is a command in the Lord. But there are times Paul would use a polite language. But actually it is a command if you accept that Jesus gave
you mercy.
If you got a revelation to know the things you are forgiven from when you received Jesus in your life. And then he said, I beseech you. Otherwise, this is a command. Let me also mention another scripture where he tried to be polite when he was giving a command. There's a time he was speaking to Philemon. And he said, Nesmas, he was in jail. And he said, I beseech you, please receive him. And he said, I had a right to command you to receive him. But I do not want to use a command.
Hallelujah.
But I want you to do it with a willing heart. Otherwise, I would have given you a command. But you don't need to be ordered to do so. But I want you, what you're going to do for Onesimus, you do it with a willing heart. And it is the same thing he's speaking to the Romans and you and I. The life of Christ, the life of the cross, the command is asking, does it just
continue to be the same?
So your body has to do something. I'm not talking about what you do in the church. I'm not just talking about works in the church. But he's explaining it well. Now he's saying, if you are aware that you have received God's mercy, so as we are still here, so let's be honest. You don't have to answer me back. What were you forgiven from? What were you forgiven of? Don't answer me. I will not answer you back. It is important to know what we are forgiven of. And this is the core part. And this is the center. This is what distinguishes a child of God and the one who is not a child of
God.
And the one who sits in the house of God but who is not aware of the mercy that he receives from God.
Aho niho hatandukanya urira avuga ati mana bavuga bati ni mushimuka mana nziyumva.
This is what distinguishes the one who weeps and say, "Oh Lord, I know where I come from."
Paul and sister ababwira nabo bazi yo bava.
So Paul emphasized that he's talking to those who knows where they are coming from. So please listen.
Ni Bibiliya ntabwo ari amagambo yanjye.
It is the Bible that I'm quoting, it's not just my own words.
Umurimo w'umusaraba.
The deed of the cross.
Wagutabaye iki?
What did it rescue from?
Wagutabaye iki?
What did it rescue from?
So kugira ngo wicarurire ibyaha wababariwe oya.
It's not just about sitting and weeping because of your sins
so
which have been forgiven.
So kugira ngo wicare urizwe n'ibintu wababariwe muri rimwe.
Or, you know, weep because of your sins which were forgiven a long time ago. Because we saw that the letter of condemnation was nailed on the cross. Now, because in that place, it is where that life comes from. The life which is not given a command. But a life that surrenders to the mercies that it has received.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bibilika tubwira ngo abo bazi ibyo bababariwe.
And the Bible says those who know their sins that have been forgiven.
Ngo point de condamnation.
There is no condemnation.
Hateka bacirwa abo ngabo bababariwe.
For those who have been forgiven, there is no longer condemnation.
Kuki mbigisha theology?
Why am I teaching you this theology?
Nuko uyu munsi mu nzu y'Imana ku isi hose.
It's because today, in the whole world, in the house of God, we have people who are saved and those who are not. So it is a challenge, therefore. It is a challenge. Which challenge? Outside, we look alike. You cannot distinguish the one who is saved or not. Paul was speaking, but in particular to those who know where they're coming from.
Hallelujah. Petero wa kabiri imwe.
Second Peter rather, chapter 1.
Wunze kuki Paulo yensista ngo menya huva.
See the reason why Paul is emphasizing the reason why you should know where you're coming from.
Kuko imbaraga z'ubumana bwayo zatugabiye ibintu byose biza n'ubugingo no kubaha Imana. Ndasubiramo. Abongabo bakire Yesu nk'umwami n'umukiza bakababarirwa ibyaha n'ibicumuro byabo bigatwikirwa bakakira Kristo mu buzima bwabo bakakira ubuzima bushya imbaraga z'ubumana zabagabiye ibintu byose biza n'ubugingo bwo kubaha Imana babuheshejwe no kumenya neza uwabahamagarishije ubwiza bwe n'ingeso ze nziza bamenye neza uwo muntu wabahamagaye ingeso ze nziza. Hallelujah. Ibyo nibyo byatumye aduha ibyasezeranije, ibyo yasezeranije by'igiciro cyinshi bikomeye cyane kugira ngo bibatere gutunganya gufatanya na kamere y'Imana. Mumaze guhunga no gukira kononekara kwazanywe mu isi no urumva barabwira abantu bazi iyo bavu.
Here he's talking to those who know where they're coming from.
Ibyo bintu byabaye ku musaraba muwakiriye mu buzima bwacu aba ari byo bituma tugira umwete wose w'iki kwizera tukongereho ingeso nziza tuzongereho kumenya kandi rero utagira ibyo abari impumyi irebe biri hafi gusa akibagirwa yuko yejejweho ibyaha bye bya kera mpera Yesu amashyi.
So give a hand clap to Jesus. You should remember where you came from. You should value the mercies that you received. You should give due consideration your sins that have been forgiven. Valuing the cross in your life. And if you do not know how to give it value, I beseech you in the name of Jesus to sit down and ask yourself,
oh
Lord, when I called you, which sins did you forgive me from?
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Which sin did you forgive me
from?
Which revelation did you give to me? You revealed to me that you forgave me of which sins?
Petero ahuje na Paulo ati mwikwirengagiza abo mwarimo.
So here we see Peter speaking the same thing that Paul mentioned. You should not ignore who you used to be.
Su kugira ngo turire.
We don't just need to weep.
Ariko duha gaciro umusaraba mu buzima bwacu.
But we need to value the cross in our lives.
Duha gaciro igikorwa cyakozwe ku bwacu.
We need to value what was done because of us.
Kugiti cyawe uha gaciro amaraso ya Yesu.
Personally, you need to value the blood of Jesus.
Kuko tudaha gaciro cyakozwe.
Because if you do not value what has been done,
biroroshye kwibagirwa imbabazi twagiriwe.
It will be so easy to forget the mercies that we receive.
Kandi ijambo ry'Imana rakubwiye ngo ntirishaka ko wibagirwa ukuntu wababariwe.
And the word of God is telling us you should not never forget that you've been forgiven.
Hallelujah. Turo turavuga ijambo ry'Imana.
So we are talking about the word of God.
Mbere yo gusaba,
before you ask,
zirikana uwo wariwe.
Consider who you used to be.
Kugira ngo umuntu wa kera nakomanga ku rugi rw'umutima wawe umenye ngo he aragarutse.
So that when the old man knocks at the door of your heart, you remember that he's the one who is coming.
Kugira ngo nakomanga umenye ngo he uyu nguyu ko bamuhamze kera jate.
So that if he knocks, you wonder yourself because you know that he has been buried.
So you'll
not know that he's the one who is knocking if you do not put him off.
You'll
not know that he's coming back if you do not put him off, if you are not aware of that. But the word of God, breathed by the Holy Spirit, it is asking you and I, we should consider our sins that which were forgiven. Some of the things we got to know them when we cried to God and we called him to come in our life. But by the mercies of God in Jesus Christ, there are other things that the Holy Spirit revealed to us in the journey. Who is like me who saw other things after? Others, just when you were forgiven, it happens. But in the journey, there are other things that you discover. And they are removed by the same mercy.
Chan.
Indeed.
Hallelujah. Paul afatanije na Petero.
So Paul together with Peter.
You
should not be a person who ignores how you have been forgiven. Don't be like a person who ignores the old man. What was the old man doing? But I want to tell you that the old man, So the things that you saw that he did actually are few compared to what he's able to do. Is there someone still following me?
Yes,
may Jesus bless you. The kind of nature, the things that you saw he was doing in you are very few compared to the things he would be able to do in you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Petero.
So Peter.
Paulo.
Paul.
Basunitswe n'umwuka.
Are triggered by the Spirit.
So
when we read in the scriptures, we accept that they are triggered by the Holy Spirit.
Said
it is difficult that we continue to ignore that we've been forgiven.
So
don't press a button so that you cry. And you say, I used to be foolish. I used to be really a shrewd. drunkenness.
No, si kugira ngo urire.
It's not about weeping.
No, kugira ngo uha agaciro amaraso ya Yesu mu
buzima. But it's to give value the blood of Jesus in your life.
Amen.
Amen.
Ndakwinginga mu izina rya Yesu.
So I beseech you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Koko kugeza uyu munsi wumva ibintu wiyiziho wagiye ubabarirwa nibingaye.
What are the things that you have forgiven?
Kuko ifoke wowe ubwawe wimenyera ubuntu bw'Imana bwasakaye mu buzima bwawe bwakoze ibiki.
Because it is important that you know personally the mercies of God that you received in your life.
Uyu munsi mu nzu y'Imana.
So today in the house of God.
Turimo twese.
We are all mixed.
Uhitira.
So the one who is passing by,
uaraye nabi,
the one who had a nightmare,
ufite imyenda,
the one who has debts,
uwo inkundo zanze,
the one who's
uwo basohoye mu nzu,
so the one who is stressed out outside the house.
Ibituzana mu nzu y'Imana biratandukanye.
So we have different things that bring us to the house of God.
Imbabazi z'Imana yokabyara zigira zirya n'abameze batyo zikabasanga.
But by the mercies of God, he's able to join all those different categories of people. But when you receive the mercy of God, do not just go home and go home with a house that you're going to receive. Because what God is looking for me is not a house.
Hallelujah.
Do you think that the relationship between you and God is just the things that he's going to give to you?
You
should praise God because of that. That's not God. It's just your, it's your thirst and your hunger. If that's what you've been told about God, that's not true.
Mubanze mushaka ubwami bw'Imana n'iki?
Seek the kingdom of God and what?
Nibwo ibyo byose.
And righteousness, that's when.
Nifuza musaba muzagira mute?
All those things that are asking for, you receive them.
Ibabajwe rwose nuko utarashaka.
God is not pleased by the fact that you're not yet married.
No.
No.
No. Ntabwo Imana iba mumbabarire kuko mwantera amabuye ndondoye byose.
Bear with me because you can stone me if I told these things. But I know this in my heart.
Nange ndabyibwira.
I also speak about the same things.
Duhindure ubutumwa twavuze Yesu tubabarire.
So we need to change the message you have been preaching. May Jesus forgive us because it is not true.
Imisozi yose murayuriye.
You climb all the mountains.
Iyo hasi yo hirya.
Different mountains.
Iyo mu mazi.
You even go in the waters.
Amavuta aya Israeli n'amazi y'ahantu.
You all looking for all the different types of anointing.
Ibyo byose n'irari ry'icyo ushaka.
All that is the last of what you're looking for.
Ariko ntabwo ari byo bugingo buhoraho.
But this does not concern the eternal life.
Ibyo bintu biterwa nuko tutigeze tumenya twavuye he.
So we do those things because we do not know where we came from.
Ni ngombwa kuzatera urujijo iteka ryose igihe utazi ibyo wababariwe.
So if you do not know what you have been forgiven, you'll be confused.
Kandi na ubwo witera urujijo.
And even confuse yourself.
Kubera iki?
Why?
Ubutumwa nyine buvugwa.
Because the message which is being preached.
Nta musaraba ubamo.
The cross is not being preached.
Tutaragera kuwikorera.
Because we even need to reach to a point of even carrying it.
Yesu tubabarire.
May Jesus forgive us.
Yesu tubabarire.
Jesus forgive us.
Paulo na Petero.
Now, Paul and Peter
basunitswe n'umwuka.
Are led by the Holy Spirit.
Kuri iyo foundation.
So on that same foundation.
Uzi ibyo bintu zamukorewe.
The one who knows what has been happened in his
tuze
life.
Gusoma Baroma kuva kuri chapter ya mbere kugera ku 11 urumva ibintu Imana yakoze mu buzima bwawe bwa Yesu.
Read in Romans from 1st to 11th chapter, you understand what Jesus did in your life.
Noneho rero abatamba imibiri yabo ikaba ibitambo bishimwa n'Imana nabo basobanukiwe.
So those who offer their bodies and it become a living sacrifice pleasing to God are those who understand it.
Hano dushobora kwirwa tubivuga amakuru akabivuga kuri Facebook ubutumwa bugatambuka, YouTube igatambutsa ubutumwa, ibitabo bikandika bikavuga ukuntu rwose muri Kristo Yesu ibi nibi nibi, ariko ndagira ngo nkubwire sibo baguha gakiza.
So it may be said,
baguha gakiza ni wowe ugomba kumenya niba warakijije.
It may be said in different medias, but they are not the ones who give you salvation. You are the one to know that you've been forgiven. But if you do not know what you've been forgiven, you'll struggle in your journey. So please stand up. And ask yourself, what if you've been forgiven long time ago? So it means that the Holy Spirit is no longer working. Because when the Holy Spirit is at work in you, you continue to see how that you are. Now, what does Ezekiel 36 tell us? When we see the old man in us, when that person is knocking and comes to visit you, I want to tell you, definitely he will come to visit you. So there is no issue. So if you did not even fear the Son of God and even tested him, so your old man who is not yet born again will always come to visit you. He will always come to visit the same house. So when the house is clean, when a house is clean, so the demons that had departed from that house, what do they do? So they can come back. So if you allow them, so the problem is allowing them. So give a hand clap to Jesus. The problem is not to be visited, but the old man, your old kind of nature, the things that you have forgiven, even the things you are forgiven but you are not aware, they will visit you. But now this is what the word of God says. We'll be tempted. But let us not be enticed.
Hallelujah.
To be visited, definitely you'll be visited. But you should not be enticed. Because you have power to say no. You have the power to stop. Because if you have been saved, you have power in you that enables you to say no. That power is not about just saying, let me move around quoting scriptures. So if you are quoting scriptures, you should acknowledge them in your heart. Otherwise, things which just appearances do not replace the faith you have concerning what God has said.
Hallelujah.
So a life that worships.
Kuramya.
To worship.
Kuramya chaguhimbaz.
So I want to talk about worship or praise. Do you remember the 10 lepers?
Yes, yakijije.
That Jesus healed.
Mwibuka kumwe yagarutse.
Do you remember that one of them came back?
Mwibuka Yesu ko yamubwiye.
And do you remember the answer that Jesus gave to him?
Ninduzu ko Yesu yamubwiye.
Who remembers the answer of Jesus to him?
Habandi bari.
He said, where are the others? And he said, are you the only one who came back to worship God? Among all the lepers that were healed, you are the only one who is coming back to praise God. So that praise means worship.
Imana irashaka ko umurimo Yesu yakoze ku musaraba muri wowe.
God wants that the deed that Jesus did on the cross leads you to praise and worship God. So let me explain this once again. So the word of God says, whatever you do, whatever you say, it should be in the interest of God. So when we read this passage, because even me, the way I used to know it, I was thinking that once we are saved, we should do good things. And it is good. We should have good deeds. So let me tell you. God is not pleased by the fact that we help people who are poor.
Intego yacu dufasha abakene ntabwo turohenije nta nubwo turi ikigo gitsura amajyambere.
Our goal, we are not an NGO.
Intego yacu ni ugufasha umuntu akazahimbaza Imana umunsi wa kugendererwa.
But our goal is to help a person so that he'll be able to worship God on the day of visitation.
Uko ni ugukora ibintu biturutse ku mutima uhimbaza Imana.
So it is doing something that comes from your heart that praises God.
Ibyo bintu umwuka wera wazanye na Yesu Kristo mu buzima bwawe arabikwigisha.
And the Holy Spirit that came in your life with Jesus is able to teach you those things.
Uzaha umuntu umwe usiba undi.
So that is why you'll give to one person and not to another.
Nimushamunyange.
So even though you may hate me because of this, but let me tell
you,
there is a person you give just because you have many things. But a child of God, you give because in the end it will glorify God. And it will change the way your perspective concerning God. And it will change the way you worship God. So with whatever you do, so we can build the church. Why? So let's expand. And what will be the interest of God in that? So should I go to study? Where is God in this? Where is God in all that? So to worship.
Kubera ko muzi ibyo mwakorewe imibiri yanyu nishyiguke imitima yanyu mind ihinduke muramye Imana kubera icyo mwakorewe.
Because of what has been done for you, you need to worship God.
Reka mbabwire.
So let me tell you.
Abapagani,
pagans,
ndashaka kuvuga batari bizera Yesu.
Those who have not yet believed in Jesus Christ.
Imana itubabarire kuko natwe twakijijwe.
May God bear with us because we are also saved by grace. But let me tell you how it is. They also have good plans. Are we still together?
Yo. Bagira ama projects meza.
They can have really good projects.
Bakora ibikorwa byiza.
They can do good things.
Uziko bashobora no gukora ibikorwa byiza birusha iby'abakristo.
Actually, they can even do good things.
Even which are better than the Christians.
They can pay school fees for children. They can help the widows and the orphans. And without even expecting something else from them. So should we ignore that when actually it is being done? They do it. There are people who do not believe in Jesus but who are
normal.
And you cannot even see them doing something wrong. Indeed. And a person can say, I cannot do such bad thing. But do you know the difference between us and them? God is not in part of their plan. So the difference between us and them, we may be doing few things compared to what they're doing. You may see a person is not saved who uses his money for good works when actually it's not being done by a Christian. But what we have, the difference, your advantage compared to the one who is not yet a believer, there is no God in their plans. He doesn't do it to please someone else. And he's not even giving someone else. And if he gives, he'll do it. Actually, it may be also not well handled by the one he's giving them to. But he doesn't care. But I want to tell you. But a child of God, that's not how it is. A person of God is supposed to work with a goal in mind. So a child of God, whatever you do, God should be at the center. And that is why there are issues in the house of God between those who believe and those who do not believe. Where is God in all that?
Paul ati nimwubake kuri uko kwizera hanyuma bibyara ubuzima bunezeza Imana.
So Paul is saying, I beseech you that you build on that faith so that it brings forth a life which is pleasing to God.
abatari bizera nta gaciro baha Imana.
So, and those who do not believe do not give
value
to God. But we, whatever we do, that life of the mercy that we receive, it should lead us to give value of God in whatever we do. So let's trade God. You need to promote Jesus. Present Jesus in whatever you do. In everything. So that is the difference between a believer and an unbeliever. And where does it come from? And at the cross. So whatever you do, whatever you do, you not even care about what people think.
Christ arimo.
But is Christ part of it?
Imana irimo.
Is God part of it?
Ese umunsi wo kugendererwa uriya mupagana zavuga ati kamemo yewe we narasuwe sinabimenye.
And on the day of visitation, that unbeliever will say, I've been visited, but I was not aware of this.
Paul ati umurimo wo gukenura bera.
Paul said the ministry of taking the sense out of poverty.
Ndacyavuga ibikorwa byiza dukorera abantu.
I'm talking about the good deeds we do for
ati,
people.
Uretse nuko ukenura abantu.
Apart from taking people out of poverty,
utuma bahimbaza Imana.
It also makes them give praise to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nugira neza.
So when you do good,
shyiramo Imana.
You need to include God.
Shyiramo Imana.
Include God.
Shyiramo Imana.
Involve God.
Kuko nushyiramo Imana.
Because when you involve God,
uzaba uyihaye kukubwira uko bikwiriye kumera.
You enable him to show you how it is supposed to be done.
Kuko iherezo rya byose.
Because the end of all,
Imana yahimbajwe.
Has God been glorified? It's okay if that person will not see the good thing from God. But the day of his visitation, he will say, God had visited me. So give a hand clap to Jesus. So we're going to read in Ephesians chapter 4 from 17 to 25. So the old man who used to oppress you was removed. But at times he came to visit you. So today, so whenever he comes to visit you, you should say no. Do not be deceived about
that.
We used to be together a long time ago. But now you cannot oppress me anymore. So today you have a new man called Jesus Christ. He came to dwell in you. Now he's the one who has control over your body. And the Bible says we are no longer our own. You are not your own so that you go wherever you want. You are no longer your own so that you do whatever you want. You are no longer your own to do whatever you want. But you have purchased a blood which is precious. So let's read in Ephesians. Now Paul is writing to the Ephesians.
Nicho gituma mvuga ibi nkabihamya mu mwami. Kubihamya mu mwami bivuga ngo mbivanye mu mwami niho mbikura. Nkabihamya mu mwami yuko mutakigenda nkuko abapagani bagenda baterero bakurikiza ibitagira umumaro biri hehe mu mitima yabo ubwenge bwabo buri mu mwijima kandi ubujiji buri muri bo no kunangirwa ku mitima yabo byarangije kera kubatandukanya n'ubugingo buva ku Mana kandi babaye ibiti biha ubusambanyi bwinshi gukora iby'isoni nke byose bifatanije n'iki no kwifuza noneho rero yarangiza akaza kuri twebwe ariko mwebwe ntimwize Kristo mutyo pera Yesu amazi.
Give a hand clap to Jesus.
Wowe nanje niba waranamwigeze ntabwo ari uko Kristo ameze ntabwo Kristo azama umuntu ngo akore biriya bintu bimeze kuri.
But you have not so learned Jesus Christ. Does not come in one's life and do such things.
Niba nukuvuga ngo niba aravuze ati nta wamenya birashoboka ko nkubwira utarigeze umenya makuru ye.
But he's saying it is possible that I'm talking about Jesus, but you're not aware of him.
Niba waramwumvise ukigishirizwa muri we ibihura n'ukuri kwande ko muri Yesu Hari ukuri kwisi wumvise kenshi.
So there's the truth of the world that you heard so many times.
Hari n'ukuri wihangiye wowe ubwawe ubyita ukuri.
But it's also the truth that you created yourself and
you
call it the truth.
Hari ikintu gikiza n'ukuri ko muri Kristo.
But what saves is the truth from Christ.
Nguko kuri kwakubwiraga ibiki rero wowe nanjye. Uko kuri kutubwiriza iby'ingeso zacu zaryari. So ubwa gatatu bigarutse.
So it is telling us about the former conducts for the third time.
Uko kuri kuraza kukakubwira iby'ingeso zawe za kera ko kwiriye kwiyambura umuntu wa kera uwo muntu ameza ate aheneberezwa no kwifuza gushukana atwarwa no kwifuza gushukana uwo no muntu wa kera ntibikwiriye ko uyu munsi uvuga Kristo ufite imbaraga zazuye Yesu mwapfuye ufite ubushobozi bwo kumva imyifurize mibi ibintu byose byo guhengama ibintu byo kuzubara no.
You have received Jesus, you are able to discern deceitful lust.
Bibabwiriza iby'ingeso zacu za kera ko dukwiriye kwiyambura umuntu wa kera uheneberezwa no kwifuza gushukana hanyuma uwo muntu akagira ate tugahinduka bashya mu mwuka w'ubwenge bwacu tukambara nde turiyambuye none tugiye kwambara kwiyambuye umuntu wa kera tugiye kwambara umuntu mushya.
So should put off the old man and put on the new man.
Uwo muntu mushya rero ngo yaremewe ibyo gukiranuka kwera bizanywe n'ukuri nk'uko Imana yabishatse. Nuko rero twiyambura ibinyoma umuntu wese avuga n'ukuri na mugenzi we kuko turi ingingo z'abagenzi bacu. Noneho batugejeje ahantu mu rusengero.
So they are bringing us now in the church.
Twumvise icyaha hantu.
What are we picking from this?
Kuri bwa buzima twubatse.
So on that life that we have built.
Butubwira iki?
What does it tell us?
Ngo ndavuga ibi kandi ndabihamya.
Ese I tell you this and I testify this.
Hari ibintu mutakibarirwamo.
So there are things that you no longer do.
Reka nkubwire ikintu.
Let me tell you something.
Niba unabyibonamo.
Even though you may continue to see such things in you.
Ngufite igisubizo cyo mu ijambo ry'Imana.
I have an answer for you that comes from the word of God.
Urakoze nshuti. Yes, mwari mukwiye mwese kuko twese turabizi ajya agira atya.
Because we know that the old man at times he knocks.
Kubagira cyane ntibivuga kudakijijwe.
So the fact that he knocks doesn't mean that you are not saved.
Oya wasuwe.
But you have been visited.
Ni umunsi wa visit.
It is a day of visit.
Gira mugenzi wa uti umunsi wa visit jya uba maso.
Tell your neighbor you need to be watchful on the day of a visit.
Akitora toza umureba.
And then you see him making himself ready.
Akikaraga ubireba.
And you see himself coming.
Mu gifaransa baravuga ngo je te vois venir.
In French they say I can see you coming.
Ndakubona de.
I can see you as you come.
Ni wewe wizi.
You are the one who knows yourself.
Iyaje.
When he comes.
Mumenye.
You should be able to know that he has come indeed.
Umenye wawe. Nunda kamenyuwe. Kuko wizi kero.
You know yours and another person knows the old man because you know how it used to be a long time ago. There's no condemnation to those who are in Christ. But this is the truth. Being honest with ourselves is not bringing condemnation. So did you see how the old man was? So he has corrupt minds.
Umutima uragiye.
And even his heart is inclined.
Waragagaye wabaye igiti.
And he's really stiff necked.
Ntacyo cyumva.
He does not, he's insensitive.
Yatandukanye n'Imana.
Yeah, he departed, he went away from God.
Ariko ntega amatwi nkubwire.
But listen to me.
Iyo duhuye n'abakirese.
So what happens when we meet with rich people?
Turabe exonero.
So we exempt them.
Kuko umuntu yize.
Because a person is educated. Because that person is rich. Because they look good. So it depends on what attracts you. But I visit you in the name of Jesus Christ. Remember where he is and where you are. So that you are useful to that person. So that we are useful to them.
Mm-hmm.
So now the old man.
Umumaro ibyo bintu biba mu mutima we ubwenge bwe buba mu mwijima ni ignorant ubujiji buri muri we kunangirwa kw'imitima kwe. Amen.
Amen.
Ngo ariko wowe siko wize Kristo.
But this is not how you learned about Christ.
Ndagira ngo nkubwire uba ku buzima bwawe wamenye iki muri Yesu.
So build your life. What did you know in Jesus Christ?
Wamenye ko umuntu aheneberezwa umuntu wa kera yaje kugusura nta kindi kintu kimuzana azanywe n'ibyifuzo.
So when the old man comes to visit you, he just brings lust.
Asanyiriste yibyifuzo.
He brings a list of lust.
Kandaje kukwemeza yuko ikintu kidasubizwa uri yahura.
And he's coming to convince you that if one particular request is not answered, you are going to commit suicide.
Iyo maze kuzamura kwifuza.
So now once your lust has increased,
uwo muntu wakera araguterura akagushyira mu masengesho y'urudaca.
That old man makes you enter into endless prayers.
Yo gutebutsa.
Just to ask God to quicken the answers.
Gutebutsa iki? Byatenze hehe?
So and where did it delay actually?
Uziko mbabwira nibwira.
You know, I'm talking to you as I talk to myself.
Bena masengesho ndayazi.
I know such prayers.
Ndayazi.
I know such prayers.
Ugakora amasengesho nta kindi.
You go in prayers just for one.
Kuri gahunda so kuvuga ngo mwami nse nawe kurushaho.
The agenda is not continue to be like
mwami mbumwana mwami nako nti waba umwana w'Imana wabaye we mana ngira umumaro mu bwami bwawe.
The agenda is not to be useful in God's ministry.
Mwami nyobora mbwira icyagushimisha.
Or to say, oh Lord, tell me what can be pleasing to you.
Mwami hashize imyaka ibiri unyemereye iki kintu.
But actually you'll say, oh Lord, it's 2 years that you accepted that you're going to give me this.
Ndakubeshyera mana.
Am I lying, oh Lord?
Wowe ubwawe uzi inshuro wambwiye yuko uzangirira neza.
Actually, you know how many times you told me that you'd do good to me.
Je ubwanje nari nzi ko ibyo bintu wambwiye ari umwaka ushize.
Actually, I thought that what you told me it was last year.
Twinjiye muri 2019.
Now we have entered into a new year.
Sinzi impamvu bitinze.
I don't know the reason why it is taking so long.
Ukumva igiterane cyabaye ahantu gitebutse amasezerano.
And then you hear a conference that has been organized to quicken the promises.
Icyo gihe ntibakwinginga kuhagerera ku isaha.
Actually, they did not request you to come on time.
Uburiyo.
Actually, you'd be there on time.
Ubwo abasenga bose n'abana amasezerano yatinze.
And all those who are praying are those whose promises are delaying.
Ntabwo mbaseka ndibwira.
So I'm not laughing at you. I'm also talking at myself.
Ndibwira mbabwira.
I'm talking to you, and as I talk to myself.
Ayo masengesho.
Such prayers.
Imana yibaye umwana mwiza.
If God is good enough.
Arakubwira ati urashaka iki?
I will say, what are you looking for?
Koko wahuye n'Imana.
Actually, if you have made an encounter with God.
Hari abantu ngo bajya ku misozi y'amasengesho kugira ngo bahurireyo n'abahanuzi. Hallelujah.
There are those who go to certain mountains to meet with the prophets over there.
Atari kujya gusenga noneho.
When the motive is not to pray.
Byarasobanutse ko ku misozi haba hari abigenza bafite ubutumwa.
Because it is clear that there are those who move around those mountains when actually they have messages.
Tibizaribyo zose ngiyeyo.
And you say, let me just go there.
Ntawamenya.
You never know.
Ndibaza umuntu ariho yigenda agenza avuga ati wenda yahura na Moses
ati kamwikubeho wasanga. When I meet with this person, you never know.
Harakana mbikiye.
Maybe there's something that he's keeping for me.
Icyo nshaka kuvuga ni iki?
So what do I want to say?
Niba wowe warize Kristo.
If you go to know Christ.
Ukamenya neza ukuri kuri muri Kristo.
And you know very well the truth that is in Christ.
Kuzaguha kumenya ibisunika amasengesho yawe.
It will enable you to know what triggers or what leads your prayer.
Birahagije kukubwira ngo ayo masengesho ubwo afite ihe gahunda.
It is easy to tell you the motive behind the prayer.
Kuko n'abapagani niko basaba.
Because even the Gentiles do so.
N'abapagani niko basaba.
Even the Gentiles, that's how they do it.
Umuntu wa kera.
So the old man
ahora ni liste y'ibyifuzo.
Is always having a list of requests.
Ako se gusaba ni bibi?
Is it bad to request?
Oh yeah.
No.
Ariko se ntabwo ari cyo dupfana na Yesu cyonyine.
But our relationship with Jesus Christ is not about answering our requests.
Ntabwo ari cyo dupfana na Yesu cyonyine.
That's not just what our relationship is based on. That's not the only thing.
Twakirijwe kugira ngo dukore imirimo myiza iri muri Kristo Yesu.
We are saved to do good works in Jesus Christ.
Ariko mwebweho siko mukwiye kugenda. Nta nubwo byashoboka kuko siko mwarezwe. Kuki? Kuki?
Why?
Mwize iby'ubuzima bwo muri Kristo Yesu. Ubuzima mwavanye ku musaraba.
The truth, the life that you took from the cross.
Siko mwize Kristo.
This is not how you taught about Christ.
Kuriho wiga Kristo.
And it is not the same way you are learning about Christ.
Nubwo mukawera arakubwira ati siko Kristo agushaka.
And even the Holy Spirit is telling you right now, this is not how Jesus wants you to be. Let me tell you something. When you ask for something, brethren, bear with me. Don't be angry at me. If you spend 6 months still asking for one thing, and it crosses over, it becomes 1 year. I'm telling the truth. Change the way you pray. It's not because God forgot what he promised
you.
But you need to change and say, oh Lord, tell me what you want, because I can see what I'm asking is not what you want right now. And the word of God tells us, before we even open our mouth, God knows our needs. So otherwise it means there is something else that should come before that. It doesn't mean that God has forgotten you. But be careful so that the same thing that you need should not be a trap in your life. And so that you do not receive others.
Yes, adufashe cyane.
May Jesus help us indeed.
Ngo baba mu bintu bitagira umumaro.
They are in futile things.
Twiyambure.
So let's put off. Have you ever put on shoes which are not of your size? Have you ever put on shoes which are not of your size? So how do you walk when you are, and when you are wearing big shoes, it is also an issue. Because you have to be careful so that... Have you ever also put on cloth which are of not your size? Have you ever lost weight? All of us, we know when we have gained weight. And then you realize that some clothes are no longer fitting you. And we also know when you have lost weight. And you see that the suit is like this. It became oversized when actually before it was fitting you well. So the word of God is saying, there's a type of cloth which is no longer yours. If you got to know Jesus Christ, so put off. So putting off means there are certain things that we
are
forgiven. But your will is required so that when the old man comes knocking, you should say no. That's what it means to put off. So where is the power that cast him away? It is in Christ who dwells in you. And this is what the children of God are struggling with. It is easy to tell that person to go on a prayer mountain and you receive an answer. It is possible to say, drink water, prayed for, and then you see that habit going away. We want a magical recipe. But I want to tell you, there is power in you. You are a victor. Unless you do not have Jesus. But when you have Jesus in you, you may say, oh, Pastor, you're saying this, but you don't know how many times I tried. It's because you had not obeyed the word. You have not yet obeyed the word. Because that's the recipe we find in the Bible. There is no one else who is going to transform you. There is no one else who can transform you. There is no one else who can transform you. We are transformed by the water of life, which is the word.
Nzabavanaho imyanda y'umubiri wabo, nzabavanamo umutima wibuye, mbaho umutima woroshye.
So, go to Ezekiel, that those people, cleanse them, and I'll take out of them the heart which is hardened, and I'll give them a tender heart. So the deeds of the old man,
ijambo,
the word.
No, sinzira mwijambo. Uvuga ngo Satani akumereye nabi.
So when you sleep or slumber during the time of the word, you should know that you're being oppressed by the devil.
Kwizera kuzanwa no kumva bigakora.
Because faith comes by hearing, and then it brings forth deeds.
Nicyo kintu gihindura.
And that's the only thing that transforms.
Ibindi byose.
Otherwise, other things.
Ngubu nagiye hariya ngo hanyuma bakubita isengesho reka nkubwire ntabwo je m'excuse.
Please bear with me.
Isengesho rigukiza riguha kumenya uri we.
A prayer that heals you, enables you to know who you are.
Ya hantu basenge uhishurirwa uri we.
When you go somewhere, when they pray, you need to get a revelation of who you are.
Ariko nta wundi muntu uri bugukize.
But it is not someone else who is going to heal you.
Nawe.
No one.
Aragusengera ngo uhishurirwe.
A person can pray to you so that you receive a personal revelation. You read a book and receive a revelation. You go deep in the word of God and you receive revelation. And it is the revelation that is going to save you. And it will show you how serious it is. When actually you did not see how serious it was. That's what it means healing. And then you realize that something that you used to take lightly, now you'll see it clearly with the light of God. And that's what it means that healing has come.
Hallelujah.
So beloved, I'm coming to the end. So we are going to read in Romans chapter 6.
Kandi tumenyiki. Yuko umuntu wacu wa kera yabambanywe nawe we ninde yabambanywe nande
was crucified with who
kugira ngo umubiri w'ibyaha ukurweho twe kugumya kuba imbata zande ibyaha byabambanywe nawe koko wapfuye abatsindishirijwe ibyaha 11:13
Now 11:13
namwe bari ko mwiyumvamo ko mwapfuye kuki mukaba muriho kumana murinde aha noneho ntimukimika ibyaha mu mibiri yanyu izagirite Paul ari warandikira abantu bakijijwe.
Here Paul was writing to born again people.
Bakundwa Paul ari warakwandikira nge nawe.
A beloved Paul is writing to you and I.
Ntitukimika ibyaha mu mibiri yacu kuko iyo mibiri nidukomeza kwimikamo ibintu bibizapfa.
Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body that you should not obey it. That you should obey it in its lust. The word to lust, I have mentioned it around 6 times. The spirit that lusts. The spirit that lusts. Does not come from God.
No, neho nimukimika ibyaha mu mibiri yanyu izapfa, ntitukimika ibyaha mu mibiri yacu izapfa, ngo twumvire ibyo iri witwongorera.
Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body that you should obey it in its lust.
No, kuvuga ngo wowe irebe uri yizi menya neza iyo umuntu wa kera yakomanze.
Because you know yourself, when the old man knocks, you should be aware of that.
Kandi ntimuhe ntiduhe ibyaha ingingo zacu ngo zibe intwaro zo gukiranirwa ahubwo twitange twihe Imana nk'abazuke n'ingingo zacu tuzihe Imana zibe intwaro zo gukiranuka mpera Yesu amashyi.
And give a hand clap to God. So I want us to agree on this.
Iri ni ijambo ry'Imana.
This is the word of God. This is the word of God. The old man. He ended with the cross of Jesus. And his power. And his power over you. Maybe you are not aware of this. There are times he visits you. There are times he visits you. And through lies. Stealing.
Gusambana.
Fornication.
Gusatura mazu.
And even breaking through houses.
Kwiyitirira ibitaribyo.
Or even
guhimba.
To make up stories. You can continue to name all different sins, even those which are not written in the Bible. But even though that at times he visits you, he does not have power over you. That's the good news that you are supposed to clap your hands for. Why? In you. In you. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You are a temple of God. Jesus has come to dwell in you. That alone means that certain things that should no longer work with me. Except what is going to glorify Jesus.
Yes, Hashim.
Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
We have victory.
Ikindi wibuke.
And you should also remember this. There is no longer condemnation on you if you are in Jesus Christ. Because Jesus is seated on the right side of the Father interceding for you. And if that's the case, should we sin so that Jesus will have a reason to intercede? So should we undermine the grace of God?
Oh yeah.
No.
Uko kera twahaye imibiri yacu ingingo zacu gutegekwa n'undi mwami kera kadutwaza igitugu uyu munsi mu buzima bushya duhe ingingo zacu umwami Yesu abe umutware n'umuyobozi n'umutegetsi.
As we gave our members to the old man to oppress it, now we should give them to bodies to reign in us. So please stand up and tell God what you want. Look for things, your personal things to speak to God after this message. And then proclaim the victory that we have in Jesus Christ. Because he cannot accuse
Yesu
us.
Ntabwo yadukondana.
I cannot accuse us.
Niba maraso ya Yesu ari kuri twe.
If his blood is upon us.
Ariko niba uri mu rusengero.
But if you are in the church.
Ukaba utari wakira Yesu.
And you have not yet received Jesus.
Ukaba wumva utari wababarirwa ibyaha byawe.
And your sins have not yet been forgiven.
Bishobora kuba ari ikibazo kuri wowe.
It may be an issue to you.
Kuko nabakubona bakwitiranya n'abakijijwe.
Because even those who look at you, they confuse you with those who are saved. And they are expecting fruits of those who are saved from you.
Kandi wawuzi neza yuko ubuzima bushobora gutuma abantu bahagarara neza ushobora kuba utabufite koko.
And you are convinced that you do not have that life that enables you to stand in the right position.
Icyo rero si ikibazo.
So that's not the issue.
Ikibazo ni ukuba imbabazi z'Imana ziza tukazihunga.
The issue is that when the mercies of God come and we decide to go away from them.
Turirimba karirimbo.
So as we sing a song,
wowe wibwirira Imana ibyo ushaka.
I speak to God what you want.
Ufashe ikihe cyemezo.
Which decision has you taken?
Uraganisha hehe ubuzima.
Where are you going to direct your life?
Yesu aje kugufashiki.
What does Jesus coming to help you
Yesu
in your life?
Ubuzima bwawe mugiye kubaka nibiki?
What are you going to build with Jesus in your life?
Umutima ukangutse.
Umutima ukangutse. Uzi
We who have received Jesus as our Lord and Savior, I want us to pray this way. So let's thank God for the word that we have just heard. Let the truth bring light, and so that the lie is taken away.
tukaba tugiye guhitamo kugendera mu kuri twumvise.
We are going to decide to walk according to the truth we have listened to.
Byose mu kwizera.
All that in faith.
Kandi mu kwizera dushobozwa na Kristo.
And in faith we are able to do all things through Christ.
Reka dusenge.
So let's pray.
Mana data mu izina rya Yesu. Reka ngushimire ijambo ryawe. Ndavuga ijambo ryawe. Ndavuga ijambo wowe ubwawe wahumetse mwami. Mana ndavuga ijambo ryageze mu mutima wa buri wese wumvise. Mwami ndakwereka ijambo n'imvugo yawe yageze mu buzima bwacu. Mwami ndavuga ijambo rishimangiwe n'ibyanditswe byera byagaragaye mu buzima bwacu. Mwami Imana ndagushimira umucyo wazanye mu buzima bwa buri wese uko yakumvise. Ijambo ryawe ni umucyo, ijambo ryawe ni ukuri, ijambo ryawe ritanga inzira, ijambo ryawe rifite imbaraga riherekejwe n'umwuka udushoboza kurigenderamo. Mwami Yesu ndagushimira ko ukiri ijambo muri twe. Ndagushimira ko umwuka wawe muri twebwe yakiriye amagambo y'ubugingo. Ndagushimira ko ubuzima bwawe bwicaye mu mwana wawe wese hano bwakiriye amagambo y'ukuri. Mwami Yesu ndasenga ngo ikinyoma cy'uko abantu badashobora gukira kamere n'ingeso kiveho mu izina ryawe ryera. Ikintu kibwira abana bawe ko badashobora gukira ingeso, ko barwanye n'imico imwe, barwanye n'ingeso zimwe kuva kera kandi bananiwe rwihereranwa, bamwe batavuga, ibindi badashobora kubyatura, ibindi badashobora kubizana hasi ku birenge byawe. Ndagira wa mwami Imana, uyu munsi kuri iyi tariki singutegeka mwami w'abantu, ndagusaba muri Yesu Kristo, ndagusaba ngo ubabwire ko bishoboka, kuko ubuzima bw'umwana wawe bwavuye ku musaraba bumanura ingeso zacu na kamere zacu burazuka bwicaye muri twebwe. Ndagushimira ko ubuzima bw'ubutsinzi bwicaye muri twe, wowe ubwawe ubisobanure buri muntu ngo insinzi yarabonetse. Mwami ndagusaba ngo buri muntu wese atahane kwizera. Kwizera ni ubushake, kwizera ni amahitamo. Kwizera ntabwo ari rimwe guteranya na rimwe bibyara kabiri. Kwizera ni ukuvuga ngo ndabyemeye bibe bityo. Mwami Yesu ndasaba ngo dushoboze twese kwemera yuko uri Imana yaje kuduhindura. Amen. Uri ubuzima bwaje kudufasha guhinduka beza. Umurimo Yesu wakuzanye ntabwo ari condamner le monde. Ntabwo waje gukondana abantu. Abakwizeye waje kubaha ubugingo, ubuzima ndetse bwinshi kurushaho. Ubuzima busandaye bwuzuye bwicaye muri twe. Mwami wanjye ndasenga ngo uyu munsi izo mbaraga zitangire gukorera umuntu wese uri buvuga ngo nagirwa nawe, ngwino ubinkorere ndabishaka. Mwami Yesu wiheshe icyubahiro mu buzima bwacu. Mwami twemerere dusohokane inkuru y'uko uri umukiza. Uri umukiza wababariye ibyaha byacu, ariko uri n'umukiza n'uyu munsi. Kamere warazitsinze, ingeso warazitsinze, indwara urazikiza, ntabwo uhinduka. Mwami Yesu uri wa wundi. Yesu uri wa wundi uguhamagaye akakwizera. Mwami Yesu Kristo n'uyu munsi umukorera ibyo wavuze gukora. Yesu waravuze ngo uzatwuhagiza amazi. Amazi wabivukiye muri Ezekiyeli yari wowe wavugaga kirya gihe ngo imyanda yose ituzaho uzatwuhagiza amazi. Reka ijambo ryawe ryuhagire mwami. Reka ijambo ryawe ryuhagire uwo wese uriho uguhamagara akubwira ngo mpindura. Umuntu wese ufite inyota yo guhinduka, umuntu wese ufite inyota yo guhinduka, musanga umwereke kuri Imana yumvise gusenga kwe. Mwami ndasengera umuntu wese mwami wicara akavuga ngo ubanza ari ibintu bavuga, ngo ubanza ari ibintu bidakira, ngo ubanza ari ibintu abantu bapfana. Oya mwami, oya, ibyo ntibihuye n'ubutumwa bwawe, ibyo ntibihuye n'ukuri twize muri wowe, ibyo ntabwo bisa nawe. Mwami Yesu wowe urakiza, wowe urakiza, uruhagira, urahindura e completement. Mwami gira uwo ukoraho akubwira ati ndabyemeye, urabishoboye. Wa mupapa yarakubwiye ati ndizeye, ariko arangije asanga ntiyizeye, ati nyamara ongera no kwizera kwanjye, kuko uko biri kose ndashaka gukira, ndashaka ko umwana wanjye akira. Mwami Yesu ndagusaba reka ubuzima bwawe bube manifeste mu mibereho yacu. Reka ubuzima bwawe bube manifeste mu buzima bwacu. Reka umuntu mushya agaragare muri twe. Reka umuntu mushya natwe tumwemerere yagukire muri twe. Tumuhe karibu, tumuhe ibyumba byose. Umuntu mushya ari wowe mwami Yesu tukwemerere uje mu byumba byose. Mu ntekerezo, mu mvugo, mu matwi yumva, amatwi yumva mwami wanjye. Amatwi yumva mwami wanjye. Mwami Mana, ijambo ryawe rinyemeza ko uhindura na understanding yacu. Uburyo twumva ibintu, uburyo twakira ibintu, amajwi avugira mu mutwe wacu, amajwi atari wowe, aza muri twe, ijambo ryawe rinyemeza ko nibyo bihindura. Mwami Yesu reka twiringanize n'icyo uvuga. Reka twiringanize n'ukuri kwawe uko twumvise muri wowe. Ahasigaye udushoboze twambara ukwizera kw'ibyo wowe uvuga kuruta ibyo abantu bavuga. Kuruta iby'isi ivuga. Kurusha mwami umujya w'isi, umujya w'iterambere. Mwami ndabahoza bene data bose batwawe n'isi mu izina rya Yesu. Iterambere n'isi, imikorere n'isi, imyambarire iraza kubisi, programu iraza kubisi. Mwami Yesu turabawe. Turabawe mwami wanjye. Turabawe mwami wanjye. Mana tubabarire. Tubabarire kuko dushaka kuba bawe. Turashaka kukurepresenta valablement kuri isi. Turashaka kukugaragaza. Kukugaragaza mu kazi, kukugaragaza mu rugo, kukugaragaza mwami mu ishuri, kukugaragaza mu nshuti, kukugaragaza mu bavandimwe. Kukora ukukora. Kuba uri we, tugakora ukukora. Dushoboze. Dushoboze. Ahasigaye duhe kuvangura. Kuvangura tumenye ibishimwa nawe. Tumenye ubushake bwawe. Udukize intekerezo zishaje. Intekerezo zisi. Intekerezo z'ibyo tubona muri filimi, intekerezo mwami z'iyisi. Mwami tubashe kujonjora neza ibyo ushaka, tubashe kumenya ubushake bwawe, twiyaplike kugendera mu byo ushaka. Urakoze mwami wanjye. Mwami ndakwereka umuntu uguhamagara mu buzima bwe nk'umwami n'umukiza. Uwo nguwo uvuga tumva, sinzi niba narakiriye Yesu, sinzi ibyo nababariwe, sindamenya nibyo nababariwe, cyangwa se ntaranaguhamagara na rimwe. Umeze atyo wese, mwami wanjye, mana yanjye, undusha kureba, uturusha kumenya abo turi bo kurusha uko twakwimenya. Uguhamagara kubwira mukuri, sinzi nibyo wambabariye, sinibe uko nambabarira, sinazi uko bimeze. Mwami, ibi ntibivuga amatariki twakirijweho, ariko biravuga ngo ingeso zacu za kera wababariye zari zihe. Mwamuvuga gutyo wese, uyu munsi utahe mu rugo rwe. Utahe mu rugo rwe ari rwo mubiri we. Taha mu mutima we mwami Yesu. Kandi umubwire ngo umubabariye ibyaha byose yakoze. Umubwire ngo umuhaye ubuzima bushya. Umubwire ngo umuntu wamutwazaga igitugu aragiye. Umubwire ngo haje umuntu mushya witwa Yesu Kristo. Uza kumuha gukora imirimo yo gukiranuka gusa. Mwami Yesu ndagushimiye. Ndagushimiye abo ngabo wanditse mu gitabo cy'ubugingo. Ndagushimira abo ngabo ukoreye transfert bakava mu mwijima bakajya mu mucyo witangaza. Ushime uhabwe icyubahiro. Reka twese muri Omega tukwihe. Mwami wanjye turiho turavuga ku musaraba nk'uko wabitegetse. Mwami ujye udufasha tuvuge amagambo yawe. Dufashe tubivugisha amagambo yawe. Kandi uhindure imitima yacu. Uhindure ubukristu bwacu. Uhindure ingendo yacu. Tukunezeze wowe wenyine. Amaso yacu arebe wowe wenyine. Mwami twe kureba iburyo, twe kureba ibumoso. Mwami turebe wowe wenyine. Mwami tugende muri nouveauté de vie. Tugende mu buzima bushya. Utwofra uduha. Urakoze mwami. Umugisha uvuga atyo wese. Gira neza uguhamagara wese. Mwami fasha uwo nguwo ushaka guhindura imibereho. Mwami mu buryo bumwe cyangwa ubundi. Yesu ijambo ryawe rimbwira ko iyo uje mu buzima bwacu ukiza indwara. Twarakubonye mwami. Twarakubonye ukiza n'indwara twita ko zoroshye nka za gripe za buri gihe. Mwami Yesu twarakubonye uzivanaho burundu. Mwami Yesu Kristo kiza indwara. uri wa wundi ukiza uri wa wundi ukiza uri wa wundi ugikiza uri wa wundi ukiza ugakiza umubiri ugakiza umutima ugakiza ubugingo icyubahiro kikaba icyawe amasiki kwa Yesu.
Give a hand clap to Jesus.
Niwe nzira zawe.